MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Arbie Reitenbach, executive for Absa Agri Business. Arbie, I appreciate the time. Farming is tough. We've got climate change. We've got disease. We've got pricing. We've now got tariff uncertainty, probably the best way to do it. Let's start with tariffs. How are these tariff issues influencing financial decisions and strategies in the agriculture sector?
Hi, Simon. Yeah, thank you for having me and thank you for the opportunity. So I think, Simon, if we can get back, because I think it's the most current thing, you know, forefront of our minds is the tariffs at the moment. And we've seen a number of our sectors, you know, that actually are exporting. And I guess it all starts with a Liberation Day tariff announcement. So it is really around, you know, the US and how they disrupted, you know, this playing field, you know, at the moment. And I would like to start by saying it is fairly important for us to maintain shelf space in the US. We've seen with COVID, you know, once you're not in a market, you start losing that shelf space. So it is fairly important that we maintain that. Citrus, the forefront, you know, we're busy with the season at the moment. It was part of AGOA. AGOA is not in existence anymore. So there's first a 30% tariff, now down to a 10%. We've got until 9 July, you know, most probably to export still under this 10% tariff. And it's only the Western Cape that can export, you know, due to diseases, you know. So it's really a Western Cape play at the moment. And I guess, you know, at the moment we've seen, you know, in the press, South Africa is making ready to engage the US government. I think the fortunate thing is when we are in production, they do not have citrus, so we're not competing with anything that they can manufacture or produce locally. But we also realize that when you go and you go into these discussions with the US, you'll have to bring something, you know, it's a give and a take. And high on their agenda is pork and poultry. So I think they would like to export that to us. So it is a complex calculation to give, because we would like to protect our local industries. I think food security is of the utmost importance, especially when stuff is so uncertain as it is at the moment. So hopefully we've got a strong enough delegation to negotiate with the US. And even if it's a quota that we can get for citrus, that would be great. But I do think it is fairly important that we remain or keep that shelf space at 30%. The question is how much would the consumer in the US be able to absorb? Because, I mean, their price would increase and there's going to be a point where they're going to go for alternatives. So our sense is that if we get back to a 30% tariff, that the value chain would at different spots in that value chain would try and absorb, you know, some of those increases. But hopefully we don't get to that. That would be first price for us.
Yeah, I get your point, in particular about being on the shelves. That's so hugely important. And 10% manageable, 30% a different game. You mentioned diseases there, citrus diseases, avian flu, foot and mouth. How does the sector try and sort of build financial resilience to mitigate? These are, I don't want to say common occurrences, but they are a part of farming in many cases.
Yes, Simon, and I think, you know, in international trade, non-tariff barriers are also being used, you know. Diseases are being used. We've seen that in the EU where they, you know, stopped some of or demand certain protocols for our citrus to, you know, to get there. We think it's unnecessary. And for the first time, we're actually at the World Trade, we've locked a dispute and we're at the World Trade Organization trying to resolve that. But I think if you just cast back, and I mean, let's start with the human disease, you know, COVID, I think diseases are becoming more pertinent. It's becoming extremely important. And our advice is always, we've got good structures in South Africa. We've got a good agricultural sector. So we've got producer organizations that first and foremost does some research. We've got the chemical companies that also do research. We've got biotechnology in terms of seeds and fixing some of that or make it drought resistant or disease resistant. Back to the point is that you need to belong to your producer organization. Because they are actually lobbying for you and they are picking up the bigger issues and trying to solve for that issues, whether it is by getting the right people around the table to discuss it and find solutions. So it's definitely a risk. At the moment, the tariffs is on top of the list, but I guess once we sort that out, this disease, and you've seen it in the US as well, they had bird flu and egg prices are sky high. So it affects everybody, and you need a proper functioning value chain, including the government, you know, in terms of approving certain vaccines, you know, to be administered, or certain products, and private sector and the research, and then, you know, the farmers or the producers that can then apply it and make sure that it doesn't spread any further. So it is a complex, but yeah, I organized agriculture, that's the way to deal through it. I think as a bank, we understand that agriculture got along over a deep cycle. So you need to be, you know, through thick and thin with clients. You can't be in 1 year and out the next year. So it's literally financing and supporting through the cycles, you know, to make sure. And once again, you know, bringing back food security is of the utmost importance.
Yeah, and I think a key point, it's not just the farmer at the forefront of disease. There is support from government associations, as you say, the farmer industry and the like. And I think that's hugely important. We leave it there. Zebio Reitenbach, Executive for Absa Agribusiness. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.